Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Beitza Daf Chav Tes. We begin on Chav Tes Umar Aleph, four lines from the top of the brand new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Omer Adam L'Chaveiro, on Yontif, a person is allowed to tell his friend, please, Malei Li Kli Zeh. His friend owns a store. You're not allowed to keep your store open in the regular way on Yontif, but technically, if a person needs food for Ochel Nefesh, he needs food for Yontif, you'd be allowed to go and take it from a storekeeper, from a Chenvani, on Yontif. It must be done, however, differently than it's done on a regular weekday. So therefore, a person is allowed to go and tell his storekeeper friend, Omer Adul Chavero, please, male li kli ze, fill up this kli for me. More will explain exactly what type of a kli this is. However, avalo b'mida, but not using a specialized measuring cup. Although we see that this kli that we're referring to, the maskon of the Gemara, that you're allowed to use a kli, it just hasn't been used yet as a measuring cup. But it has even gradations on it. It has a set amount in it, as long as it hasn't been used as such, so then you're allowed to use it. That will be the maskon of the Gemara. But you can't use a kli that was already used on a weekday to go and measure out certain set amounts. So that's what the Tanakhama tells us. You can use a other kli, but not the mida, not the standard kli that you use on a weekday. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda Omer, Im hayo kli shel mida, if it is a measuring cup, even though it's never been used, lo yimalena, you're not allowed to use that on Yontif. And Maisa Shohaya. Maisa Abishol ben Botnis. Abishol, whose father's name was Botnis, was in fact a great Talmud Chacham, but he was also a Chenveni. He had a store. And what he used to do is Shohaya Mimale Midosov Me Erev Yontif. He would go and fill up all of his cups that he would sell, set amounts of various product that he would sell on Erev Yontif. Let's say he would sell oil. So he would fill it up on Erev Yontif, the Nosnon Lalakuchos Biyontif, and he would go and give it to the people on Yontif. And seemingly, our Mishnah is coming to prove that you don't use measuring cups on Yontif. However, the Gemara says, the Mishnah tells us, Abishol disagrees, and Abishol Omer, no. Af b'moed osakein, even on Chol HaMoed, this was Abishol ben Botnis. Don't get confused with Abishol and Abishol ben Botnis. They're two different people. Abishol said that Abishol ben Botnis would do the same thing even on Chol HaMoed, when there is no concern about measuring. And the reason that he did so, the girsa that we have, is mipnei berurei hamidos. Now, on the side, it's brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon that is Nimchok, that's not there. But the answer is essentially the same. And Rashi explains, Rashi did have this girsa, but Rashi says, but you shouldn't have it. Velo garsinu, like the Vilna Gaon had said, mipnei berur amidos, what does that mean? He says, vis de garisle, those that do have it, it means vehem halos harisichus, it's the foam that comes up from the boiling. So when they would go and pour it out, there would be foam at the top. Like you pour certain types of drinks, let's say you pour a Diet Coke and there's a foam on the top. So if you're measuring out the person an 8-ounce glass of Coke, so you give 6 ounces of soda and 2 ounces of foam. So Abishol ben Botnis didn't want to do that. So Abishol explained that Abishol ben Botnis would go and fill these up Erev Yontif, even when it was on Chol HaMoed. Or he would do it in the evenings of Chol HaMoed, because he was asked a tremendous amount of questions. He was a huge Talmud Chacham, and everybody would come to ask him questions. And as a result, he wanted to have everything ready so he could spend all his time learning with them on Chol HaMoed and not spending time going and filling up all of these containers. So it had nothing to do with, are you allowed to measure with such a cup on Yontif or not? Abishol said, Abishol ben Botnis would do this in order to make sure that there was plenty of time for him to learn with the people, and he filled up everything beforehand. The Chamrim af b'chol osakein. Chamrim says similarly that he would do the same thing but for a different reason. The Chachamim say, af b'chol osakein mipnei mitzui hamidos. When you have something that's very viscous, let's for example like oil, so it takes a long time to pour out the full measure. So if he wanted to pour them out a full measure, he wanted to make sure he was selling them the entire thing, so he'd bring the liter container that he had and he'd pour it into their liter bottle, but the oil, the last drops would stay for a while until it all poured out, and therefore he used to make sure he did this the night before to make sure that they got the full measure. I think Gemara will discuss this more. That's the Mishnah. Mishnah Gemara starts and says, "My avolobimida." What did the Tanakhama mean when he said, "You can mali li klizeh avolobimida"? So Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Yehuda Mishmul says, "Avolo bechli hamiyuchad limida." The Tanakhama says you're not allowed to use a measuring cup. You're not allowed to use a specific kli that's used for measuring. Avoklio, Omed Lemida, one that will someday be used for measuring, but right now it's like the reserve kli, it's your backup kli, but you've never used it. So it's only Omed Lemida. It would be used if your primary kli ever broke. That replacement kli, which has not yet been used, Yimalenu, because the whole concern over here is Uvda the Chol. As Rashi points out, Kishaya Ishoverze, if the first kli were to break, then Bozetachta, then the replacement kli would be taking over. Aval Adayin Lomodadbo. But since it hasn't been used yet, the Tanakhama says that's not a problem. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Also, Rabbi Yehuda Lameimar, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no, Afilu kli Omid Lamida, if it's a measuring vessel, Lo Yimaleni, you're not allowed to use it. That looks too much like Uvda the Chol. It looks too much like it's going to be something that's the regular way of doing it. As Rashi says, the mechse shapir kimodate. It looks too much like real measuring. Umocher ki'ovdin d'chol. And it looks like you're selling it in the way you would sell it on a weekday. So therefore, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda versus the Tanakhama. So Gemara comments and says, Amol gabi simchas yondiv, Rabbi Yehuda l'chumra, Rabbanan l'kula. So from our Mishnah, certainly the Chachamim with the Mumekel opinion, the Tanakhama, the Chachamim with the Mumekel opinion, and Yehuda's Machmin says you can't even use this replacement vessel. Gemara says, but that seems to be the opposite that we learned elsewhere. We learned elsewhere that Rabbi Yehuda's the Mekel opinion, that not. And yes, they shia. The Mishnah that we had yesterday, we said that Rabbi Yehuda was the one that says that you're allowed to use a balance scale, and you can't put the weights in the other side of the balance scale, but you can put the meat on one side, and on the other side, you can use a kli, that you know the set amount that that kli weighs, or we said a kupitz, it's a certain type of a chopping knife, so you'd be allowed to go place that on the other side of the balance scale. And Rabbi Yehuda allowed that because he says that's not the formal way that you do it. So this is a shinui. And therefore, that's a more makel opinion because the Chachamim disagreed. The Chachamim omrim in yesterday's Mishnah, ein mashgich b'chaf mazayim kolika. They didn't let you use a balanced scale at all. So from yesterday's Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda l'kula rabbanan l'chumra, which is the exact opposite as today. Rabbi Yehuda is machmir today, makel yesterday. The Chachamim were makel today and machmir yesterday. So the Gemara concludes, kash the Yehuda, Yehuda, kash the rabbanan. They both seem to be inconsistent. And the Gemara explains that neither one is inconsistent. The Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda, lo kasha, and we'll see in a moment, the Rabbanan, nami, lo kasha. How come Rav Yehuda, and yes, they share, allowed you to use the balance scale, albeit not with the weight in it, but you could use it with a kli or a kupitz in it, and today he doesn't allow you to go and use the replacement measuring cup? It's not a stira. Hasam, in yesterday's shir, in the Mishnah, b'she'ena omid lamida, there, the kli, or the kupitz that you were using on the other side of the balance scale from the meat, so that's not a measuring kli. Today, however, this is a measuring kli. So when you're not dealing with a measuring kli, Rav Yehuda allows it. When you're dealing with a measuring kli, Rav Yehuda doesn't allow it. There's no stira between the two. It's not that he's mekel or machmir on ochel nefesh. That is the din. He is telling us that the situation is the same. Simchas yontiv is across the board, the same din. If, in fact, it's a measuring kli, you can't use it. If it's not a measuring kli, you can use it. And likewise, the Rabbanan, not a Lokasha, the Rabbanan opinion yesterday that you can't use a balance scale at all, and today that you can use the replacement vessel, is not a problem either. They're not inconsistent, because in yesterday, Shir Hosom, Ko'ovid, Kidu Obdin Bechol. You're using a balance scale, okay, you're using it a little bit differently by not putting in a weight on it, but you're using something that's the equivalent to a weight. So you're measuring out something on a balance scale. That's too much like Uvdin Dechol, and it's not allowed. That's why in yesterday's shear they didn't allow it. But in today's shear, it doesn't look at all like Uvdin Dechol, because it's never been used. Because this replacement cup has never been used, so therefore there's no stira. In yesterday's shear, it looks too much like a balance scale being used. Can't use it. In today's shear, it's never been used. It doesn't look like Uvdin Dechol, and therefore it's allowed to be used. No stira. That's discussion number one on today's Mishnah. Rava has a different answer. The first one was Yehuda Mershul. Now we have Rava. Rava Mar, when it says in our Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, the Chachamim say, Omer Odmel Chavero, Male Kli Ze Avolo Bemida. What does it mean, Avolo Bemida? My Avolo Bemida. Shalo Yisker Lo Shame Mida. You're not allowed to say, I want a liter, I want 2 liters, I want a quart. You're not allowed to say something like that. However, Avol Kli Hamayuchad Lemida Yimalenu. But you're allowed to go use a measuring cup, as long as you don't say, I want a liter. But you can say, fill up this cup. That's allowed, according to the Tanakhama. And along comes Rav Yehuda. Also Rav Yehuda, Lemeimar, no, Kli Yam Yuchad Lemida, Lo Yimalenu. You're not allowed to use a measuring cup, period. Again, we're always going to go through the same shakal attire we just did with Rabbi Yehuda Mershmul. Alma, in regards to Gabi Simchas Yontif, Rabbi Yehuda Lechomer, Rabbanan Lekula. From our Mishnah today, it looks like Rabbi Yehuda is the more machmir opinion in regards to Simchas Yontif. He does not let you use a measuring cup, even if you don't mention it by name, you want a liter or a quart. And the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, say you do. But in yesterday's Mishnah, Va'ivch Bashamin Elu, the exact opposite was yesterday's Shia, did not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shokel Adam Basu, can I get a Kli, can I get a Kupitz, V'chachamim Rim, Eimashkich, V'chaf Mosnaim Kolikar. In yesterday's Mishnah, which we just learned now again, and therefore I'll go through it quickly. We said that you can use the balance scale according to Rabbi Yehuda as long as you don't put a weight in it. You can put a kli or a kupitz on the other side of the balance scale from the meat. That's not a problem. He's makel. And the Chacham say, no, you're not allowed to use a balance scale at all. So what do you see from yesterday's Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Lekula, Rabbanan Lechumra. Again, it seems to be different than today. Today, Rabbi Yehuda was Lechumra, and yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda was Lekula. Today, the Rabbanan Alakula, and yesterday the Rabbanan were Lechumra. So Kash the Rehuda, the Rehuda, and Kash the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, same questions we had a minute ago, and we'll give a very similar teretz. So Gemara says again, neither one is a Kasha. Rehuda, Rehuda, Lokasha, Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Lokasha. The Rehuda, the Rehuda, Lokasha, because yesterday Shir, Hosom, Bishaino, Meyuchad, Lemida. That clique or the kupitz that you're using on the other side of the balance scale is not a normal balance weight. And therefore, it doesn't look like Ovdin Nechol. But today, Hocha Miyuchad Lemida, if you're using a measuring cup, that is set normally for measuring. So even if you don't say, I want to do a liter, a quart, still no good. So that's why Rehuda Lokasha. He says, as long as it's not a measuring cup, you're allowed to use it. It can't be done in the normal way. And a measuring cup is too much the normal way. Putting a kli or a kupitz on the other side of the balance scale, that's not the normal way. Therefore, no contradiction. Likewise, the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan Lokasha, yesterday the Rabbanan were machmir and didn't let you use the balance scale at all. But today, they did allow you to use the kli that, as long as you didn't ask for a liter's worth. Because in yesterday's shir, hasam ka'avid kadavdi mechol, because you're using a balance scale. That's the normal way that you use a balance scale, by putting a balance on the other side. So what difference does it make if it's a liter weight, or it's a kli or a kupitz? You're not allowed to do it. However, today, hacha lo ka'avid kadavdi mechol. Here, you're not doing it the normal way. The guy didn't ask for a liter's worth of food. He said, fill up this cup. And therefore, in this situation, lo ka'avid ki'ovdin nechol. The of the inish, the makar v'chamra b'monad the kilo v'shasu. Because many times, when people don't have easily cups available, they'll go take out a measuring cup, and they'll pour you a glass of water or wine or of soda, and they'll use this measuring cup. So people use this measuring cup not only to measure. And therefore, it doesn't look like uvdin dechol, and therefore the chachamim in today's shir say that you're allowed to go and use this measuring cup, because people sometimes use this measuring cup to drink with it. As long as you don't say, I want a liter's worth, I want a quart, it's okay. Therefore, again, review the Rehuda Lokasha, Rabbanan the Rabbanan Lokasha. We continue in the Mishnah. The Mishnah then said, Maisa Shahoya, Maisa Ba'aba Shol Ben Botnis, this great Talmud Chacham, Abba Shol Ben Botnis, he did this all before Yontif, which on the surface sounds like he was doing it to make sure that he didn't use this kli on Yontif. But Abba Shaul said that Abba Shaul ben Batnis was not doing it for the reasons that our Mishnah was discussing, was using it because he wanted to make sure that either there was no foam, like we said, or the Chacham gave, that there shouldn't be any of the viscous material that's left behind the container. So Gemara discusses this, Tana. In the Braisa, it was said that even on a weekday, Abba Shaul ben Batnis did it this way. Even on Chol HaMoed, he did it this way. Because he wanted to spend every single second in the Beis Medrash. He was a huge Talmud Chacham, and everybody asked a lot of questions for him. As Rashi says, everybody was coming to ask him shailos on Chol HaMoed. And since those people were off from work, so people were going to Shiurim, and there was packed base medrash. And since Sha'ain Trudim and Malacha, the people weren't working, so he didn't want to go and work, even permitted work on the day, because that's when people needed him. So he said, I'll do this permitted work in the nighttime. And therefore, he filled up all the containers that he was selling to people at night. Shane's man base medrash, because that's not when the people came to learn the base medrash. In this way, Kadeshi Aponui Beyom, Rashi says, he'll have plenty of time during the day. Now, Rashi again says, Laman de Goris Vasnisim, Ipne Biru Amidos, according to the opinion that has the Girsan on Mishnah, that The reason why was because of the Biruri Hamidos. He didn't want to have the foam there. Mipnei Bitul Beis HaMedrash Shobay Moed. He didn't want to go and have to wait till the foam subsided, then fill it up. And therefore, Lo Yaponi L'Shal Sulavari Midosav. He didn't want to undersell. He didn't want people to get 6 ounces instead of 8 ounces, because 6 ounces was liquid and 2 ounces was foam. Shalo Yasich, which shouldn't foam up. Lefikach Mimalim Belayel. Therefore, he filled it up at night because of this Bitul Beis HaMedrash concern. Tana Rabban, and the Braisa says a similar idea. Who Karnas Shlosh Mihosh Garba Yayin? Abishalbin bought this, prepared many flasks of the drinks beforehand, the oil or the wine, whatever it was, but he would run out. And then he had to go and fill some of them up on Yontif. Again, people needed it for Yontif, so he would provide it for them. But they didn't want to wait around. And therefore, he would sell 6 ounces, but they paid for 8 ounces. And they said, don't worry about it. We're moichel you on the other 2 ounces that you're not giving us because it's foam, but we got to go. So he ended up, over the years, collecting, the Gemara tells us, kines shlosh meos garbe yayin. He collected 300 garbe yayin, his barrels of wine, from this extra that he didn't actually provide to his customers with permission. They said, no, we don't want it. But he didn't want to benefit from this because he felt it was not his. And therefore, he took these 300 barrels of wine, mibirure midos, from the extra that the foam on the top of the wine, that he therefore didn't give them the full 8 ounces. Let's say he only gave them 6 ounces. So each time he gained 2 ounces, and he kept that on the side. And he saved these 300 barrels of wine as a result. And likewise, his friends, v'chaveirov, konsu shlosh mios garbi shemen, his colleagues that were selling oil had the same exact problem, that the oil would stay behind because it was viscous. And the people said, I don't have time to wait. I'm meichel you on the extra ounce that I didn't get. And therefore, they collected 300 barrels of oil from these excesses, either from the foaming or from the viscosity, and that was called mimitsu yamidos. We already explained that previously, because it didn't fully drain from his cup into their cup, or his vessel into their vessel. And these great chachamim, Avishol ben Badnes, and his chaveirim, ve'aviyim lefnei ha-gizbar in Yerushalayim, they brought them to the gizbar in Yerushalayim, the hektish gizbar. Now, they didn't make it hektish, but they figured, let's give it to the hektish and let the hektish people decide what to do with it. Now, hektish said, Amru lehem, hey, iatem sekukim lekach, this is yours. They will meichel you. This is your profit. Keep it. However, Amru lehem, but Avishol ben Badnes and these chaveirim of his said, we don't want this. Af anu ein ritzonenu b'kach. We feel this is in some way ill-gotten, even though it's halachically 100% acceptable, but they didn't want to profit off somebody else's loss, because even though the other people were meichel them on the extra ounce or two, the bottom line is, they didn't give them what they paid for. So they told the gizbar, we don't want this either. So the gizbar said, I'm fine. Ho v'chmartim alatzuchem, since you're being machmin yourselves and you don't want to take it, so you know what you do, don't give it to us. Go do something that will be benefiting all the people in the public. Because, in fact, you got this from many, many, many different people. So go do something that will help all of the people. For example, the Tanya, we'll learn the Braisa. If somebody, for example, had incorrect measures, his 1 pound weight was really 15 ounces, and every time somebody bought from him something, they were only getting 15 ounces instead of a pound, so over the years, he's stolen from a lot of people. So Gozal, Veinu Yodel, Mi Gozal. He now wants to do tshuva, but all these years, he's been stealing from people, and how's he going to give it back to them? So what should he do? The Braisa says, Yasel behem tzorchi rabin. Technically, you have to return the item that you stole, the Heshev Esesh Gozal. You have to go return what you stole, but here you don't know who you stole it from. And therefore, do something for the general public good. So mistama, everybody will benefit. So that's why it's brought down. For example, you make a mikvah. You go and build something that the public will use. My ninhu, Amar Rav Chisda, boros shichin u'aros. Go make water for the public to use, either as a mikvah or for storage of water. They, obviously, in Eretz Yisrael, they rely very, very heavily on rainwater for their water supply. They don't have lots of other sources. So therefore, go and make for the public places where the water can collect, and either use it as a mikvah, or they'll use it to store water, and this way you'll be benefiting the public. So that's what they were recommended to have done with this money, even though it wasn't gezel, but they didn't want to benefit from it, so they said, do something for the general public, and this way you'll, quote, make restitution, even though there was no restitution to make. It's interesting, they asked a famous shalat to Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Somebody had this similar situation that he had stolen and he wanted to donate. And they asked, can he put a plaque up and say that he donated the mikvah? So Rav Moshe said that in this situation, you can only put a plaque up if you write down so-and-so is a ganav and he's repaying the public, and that's why he's donating this mikvah. So if you do that, he said, you can put up a plaque. But to get credit for it, he said he didn't think that that was correct. In any event, that's if somebody, Rahman al-Islam, has harmed people in the public. He's taken things from people in the public. So you try to do something for the public back in order to make it up. Madi Gemara says, Adbire Rav Chisda L'Rabbanu Ukva. Rashi explains that the Lashon of Adbire, again, the Rashi's over here on the Tosu side as well, the Notosus. So Rashi says, Adbire means, Hinhigu, he helped guide him, Umetayalimo, and he walked with him, Bimavosu'ir, in the roads of the city. Rabbeinu Chananel has a slightly different interpretation, two lines on the bottom of the Rabbeinu Chananel, and he brings down, Kilomar, Som Devora Befiv, he gave him a suggestion what to give the shir on the Rabbanu Ukva Vidarash, and he then gave the shir on that subject. The Yavitz brings down that he went along with him to the shir, and he gave him, so to say, moral support of maybe this Rabbanu Ukva was not held in such esteem like Rav Chisda. So when Rav Chisda went with him to the shir to listen to the shir, so therefore everybody came out, oh, this must be a very important person. That's what the Yavitz suggests. In any event, whatever one of these three interpretations we're using, so they were going together, the Darash. And either once they got to the shir, he darshaned, or while they were walking together, he darshaned, and he said, Lo yimdod odom sa'orim v'yitin levein behem to b'yontif. You're not allowed to go measure out the food, the sa'orim, the barley that you give it to your animal. Barley is animal fodder, and you give it to your animals, but you shouldn't measure it out. You're obligated to feed the animals that you're responsible for in yontif, and you're going to feed them, but you shouldn't go and give them, a pound, 2 pounds, whatever measure you're using. Don't measure it out, estimate. However, that's to put the actual seed or the barley into the container. That you shouldn't do. But you can dip the container, kolder, avol kolder, hu kav, o kabayim. You can take a kav container or a kabayim container, 2 kav container, and stick it into the barley and scoop out the kav or 2 kavs. That's allowed. The no sin levein behem, because that's not the normal way that you do it, and therefore you can do it in this fashion. Ve'no choshesh, it doesn't look like you're doing something wrong in this situation, because that's not the normal way to do it. Likewise, v'anachtom. Now, normally anachtom means a baker, but Rashi says over here it's mavashal kederos. It means a cook. So he says somebody who's mavashal kederos is nami kori nachtom, can also be called a nachtom, albeit normally anachtom is a baker. But here, this cook, mode tavlin, v'nosin letzol kederoso. He's allowed to go measure out the spices and put them into his dish. So he needs a tablespoon of pepper, so he's allowed to go measure out a tablespoon of pepper. You're not supposed to measure. In this situation, you're allowed to, kidei shelo yachdiach tavshilo, because if he estimates, it's going to ruin his dish. It's going to be too spicy or not enough spicy enough, and therefore, he's allowed to go measure out the exact amount, because this is ochel nefesh requirement. Furthermore, Amrav Yirmiya bar Abba Amarav, Yirmiya bar Abba said in Amarav, modedes isho kemach biyontif, a woman is allowed to go measure out how much flour she's making a dough, because when you make a dough of a certain size, in our parlance it's about a 5 pound dough, then you're obligated min haTorah to go and take off the truma known as challah and give it to the kohen, and you do it with a bracha, you mafrish challah with a bracha. So she has to know how much she actually did over here, the nosenes l'tochi sasa, and then she knows how much this dough is, kadesh tito challah b'ayin yofeh, and now she knows, you're supposed to give, Rashi points out, 1/24th is the din for a private person, a baker only gives 1/48th, but a private person gives 1/24th of the dough as challah, and therefore, you'll know exactly how much you're supposed to give, and you'll give generously. You're allowed to give more than 1/24th. You can't give less, you're allowed to give more. So this way, if you know that there's 10 pounds over here, you measure it out, you'll make sure that you give at least 1/24th to be even more generous. Shmuel Amar Asr. Shmuel says, no, you're not allowed to do that. Rav Yirmiya bar Abba said, name of Rav, you are allowed to measure it out, and Shmuel says, you're not allowed to measure it out. Now, Shmuel was the author of this statement that says you're not allowed to measure it out, but in his base medrash, v'ho tono devei Shmuel, in Shmuel's base medrash, they learned that it's mutter, that Shmuel, Mustama, was the author of that base medrash, and they said there that Shmuel said it's mutter. So here Shmuel says it's also, and there Shmuel said it's mutter. What's going on? So Abai says, Hashto diyama Shmuel also. From the fact that Shmuel paskind, we know for a fact that Shmuel paskind that it's also. But the Tana Devei Shmuel, in his base medrash, they said that it's mutter, so it teaches us a very important idea. And we turn to Chav Tesel Mebeis. It teaches us that, in fact, this is the halacha. Shmuel is teaching us the halacha. However, that's the halacha lemaisa, also lashmina. When Shmuel said that you're not allowed to go and do this, it means you're not allowed to go and tell everybody. As Rashi says, the Rashi is found on Chav Tesel Mebeis, at the very bottom, on the Tosos side, and you find this on Tosos, on Chav Tes on Mibes, on Tosos, so he says, when he writes it on Mishnah, that it's Mutter, so in the Beis Medrash Shmuel, so that is the basic din. However, Lamaisa ain't Morin Kane. So therefore, if somebody comes to the Rav and asks him, am I allowed to do this? So you have to tell him, no, you're not allowed to do this. But if you saw somebody that did it, you don't have to go and protest and say, hey, you weren't allowed to do that. And that's what it's halacha, the Ein Morin Kane. So therefore, in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, when they learned this, they said that technically the din is that it's mutter. But Lamaisa, when Shmuel told people what they should do, he said, no, don't do this. You should say that it's forbidden. Tosos also points out that nowadays, when we unfortunately are tamei and nobody's eating the challah, so then this din certainly doesn't apply. Lamaisa, he says that since nobody can eat the challah that you give to the kohen, so therefore we certainly don't give it by in yafeh. We give the minimal most amount because we go and burn it because it's tamei and you're not allowed to go and eat it. So therefore, today you certainly wouldn't be allowed to measure out. So you give by in yafeh because we don't give by in yafeh in any situation. Mark continues and says, Tana Rabbanon, ain't shonin kemach biyontiv. A person is not allowed to be shonet to sift a second time the flour on yontiv. As Rashi tells us, shirikidu miyesmo, you go, went and sifted it yesterday, so you got rid of all the impurities. So why would you want to sift it again to get shonin? Why would you repeat doing the sifting? Ubalishanoso binapa, your reason you're going to sift it again is liafuso, to make it better. And therefore, this isn't really sifting it for the purposes of removing the garbage from it, but this Bryce tells us, ain't shonen, you're not allowed to go and sift it a second time, even though it's not really removing the impurities from it, you're only doing it to somehow make it better, you're not allowed to do this on Yontif. Now, that's the Tanakama. The Bryce continues, Mishum Rabbi Payet, Papayas, Rabbi Yehuda Mibisera, in the name of these two great Tamidei Chacham, Rabbi Payas and Rabbi Yehuda Mibisera, they said, no, shonen, you are allowed to go and sift it the second time. That's not a problem. The reasoning is because it's not really sifting. And therefore, you're not doing it to sift. And therefore, it's not considered uvdin d'chol. Now, they both agree, Vishavin, the Tanakama, as well as Rav Papayas and Rav Yehuda Mesera, Shem nafal lesochen sror okisim, that after you've sifted it the first time, if it fell into it a pebble or in a splinter of some sort, so then, shishonen, then you're definitely allowed to sift it because that's not the normal way that you would remove it. Everybody agrees that if a pebble fell in there, you wouldn't sift it again, you would remove the pebble. You would take some implement with your hand or something and you remove the pebble. So the fact that you're sifting it, so clearly you're not doing it for the sifting, you're just doing it to get rid of that pebble. Tani Tana, Kamedi Ravina, one of the Amorayim taught the following brayis in front of Ravina. He said, "Ain shonin kemach biyontiv." You're not allowed to go and re-sift on yontiv, like the Tanakama that we just said in the previous brayis. Ain shonin kemach biyontiv. However, here this Amora who was learning this brayis in front of Ravina added on. He said, "Avol nafal tsroro kisim borir biyodo." He said, "If a stone, a little pebble or a splinter fell into it, borir biyodo, you're allowed to pull it out with your hand on yontiv." And Ravina was not happy with that. Ravina said, Amalei, kol shekein diosur, that certainly is not allowed, that's real borer, and you're not allowed to do real borer on yontif. Davalei kiborer, that's no different than the melacha daraisa of borer. So you definitely should sift it. In that situation, you should do like we said, shovin, we explained, everybody agrees, imnaf ol esochen sror oki same shishonim. Then everybody would say that you can go sift it, but don't do borer. Furthermore, Dorash Rava bar Rav Huna Zute, Rava, who was the son of Rav Huna Zute, darshened a pisco de Nardoi. He darshened on the entranceway, the gate, into Nardoi. And what did he darshen? Shonen kemach biyontif. He said, you are allowed, like Rav Papayas and Rav Yehuda Mesera, he said, you're allowed to go and sift it the second time on yontif. Amlu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, no, puku v'im leli abba, go out and tell Abba. He called him Abba. Rashi explains that Abba is a lashon of a chaferai. My friend, go and tell my friend. Abba is a sign of, you know, of camaraderie and friendship. And tell him, Shkila tivusach ushtia chizrei, that you think you're giving us this big kula over here. You can take your kula that you think you're giving it to us and throw it on the chizrei. Chizrei are thorns, because we already all know this. And he said, Puk chazi, go out and see, Kama Maholasa, Maholasa Rashi tells us, are Nafos, how many people are sifting, Hadoran bin Adari. that are going around, Hadar ben Hadar means Shekulin Yodo Shemuta. Everybody here knows this din. So you're not doing us a tremendous favor. You think you're doing us a tremendous favor by giving us this kula. Baruch Hashem, we all know this kula already in Nardoi. So he wasn't upset with him. He was saying, you're right, but don't think you're doing us such a big favor. Furthermore, Devisu, the wife of Rav Yosef, Nohala Kimcha Agaba de Molta. She would go and sift the second time, not in the normal way. She used the back, Agaba de Molta, on the back of the sieve. So she didn't do it in the normal way. As Rashi says, Biachari Anapa Kedei Lashanos, in order to do a Shinoi. She wasn't happy doing it in the regular way. But her husband told her, Amale, her husband said, Chazi, you should see, Da'ano Rifta ma'aliyusabuinan. I need very, very fine bread. I need very, very finely sifted bread. So please, it's heter gomer to go sift it in the normal way. The second time, you don't have to do it in a shinoi way. As Rashi explains, i'at tzricha lishanos. You do not have to go make a shinoi. The shonin kemach biyantiv, because the halacha is you'll have to sift the second time on yantiv. Similarly, the visu de Ravashi, the wife of Ravashi. She would go and sift the flour also in a shinoi dika way, and she used achore hashulchan, Rashi says, the back of the table. Sheesh lo toch, it had a base kibble on one side, and on the back it didn't. And she also made a shinoi. On Ravashi said, my wife, Hodidon, Rashi explains, Zu Ishti, she is Brate. Now the Girsa that we have is the Rami Bar Chomahi, that she is the wife of Rami Bar Choma. However, if you look in the Rabbeinu Chanano, he has the Girsa Rami Bar Abba, and that makes more sense from a historical perspective, in that Ravashi was a much later Amora, and therefore it wouldn't make sense that he would have married the daughter of Rami Bar Choma. And that is the Girsa that's also found in other Svarim. So this is probably just an error in our Gemara, that it's not Rami Bar Choma, it's Rami Bar Abba. In any event, Ravashi said that my wife is Rami Bar Abba's daughter, and it must be for Rami Bar Choma, that's the Girsa that we have, but it should be Rami Bar Abba, Mora de Uvdahava, as Rashi explains, he was a huge Talmud Chacham, Midaktik B'maisav, and he was very, very careful in anything that he did. And therefore, it must be that my wife saw her father, Rami Bar Abba, doing this in her house. V'ilad d'chos yibibay nasha, she didn't see him the way he told her to do it in his house, she wouldn't have done the back of the table. So it must be that it's not so simple that you're allowed to sip the second time in the regular way. He felt that his father-in-law, Rami Bar Abba, did it that way. Mestam, that's where his wife's getting it from. It says, not so clear that you could do it in the regular way. Okay. Next Mishnah, this would be the last Mishnah in this beautiful third parak. The Mishnah says, Hole chodem etzel chenvani, your regular slow. On Yont, if you're allowed to go to your regular chenvani, the regular store that you buy your groceries from, and va'omelo, and tell him, on Yontif, tenli beitzim ve'gozim b'minyan. Give me, a dozen eggs. Give me 10 walnuts, Beitzim and Egozim, B'minyan, with a specific number. That's not a problem. Because, Shekein Derech Balabayis, Lios Moneh B'soch Beisim, because in your house also, you tell your wife, Lou, let's take out 6 eggs. Your wife will say, you can do me a favor, go get me 20 walnuts. So since this is a normal way that we go and relate on Yontif, even in our houses, so the storekeeper is allowed to give out a specific minyan. So the person comes to him and says, like a dozen eggs, not a problem. If he wants 20 walnuts, not a problem. That's what our Mishnah tells us. Again, the concern always is that it's too much uvda d'chol. We allow this business to be transacted on Yontif only if it's done in a totally shinoi d'ka way. And in this situation, this is the way you normally would do this in the privacy of your house, so you can do this with the chenvani as well. Tana Rabban in the Braisa says, Holich adam etzel roe hel rogel etzlo. Similarly, a person can go to the shepherd. Now, the shepherd was the person that they would often buy the animals from, and they would go and shecht them on Yontif. So Rashi tells us that the roe is amagadal behemos. He's not just your shepherd, but he's the one that's in charge of growing animals, raising the animals, and he would sell them to people who needed to buy animals. So on Yontif, if you're allowed to go to the regular shepherd that you go to and ask him, Vomelo, tenli, please give to me, gidi echad, give me one goat, or tle echad, or one sheep, because I want to shecht it. Or you can go to the regular butcher that you go to, etzel tabach harogel etzlo, vomelo, you can tell the regular butcher that you go to, please tenli, kaf achas, give me a kaf. A kaf is the shoulder of the animal, or yorech, or the thigh of the animal, achas. In other words, you know, we'll work out the deal afterwards, but since you're a regular customer, the shepherd or the butcher is not going to be afraid to give you this quote on credit without working out the exact price, because the actual price you're not allowed to do, it's picking up the food for ochel nefesh that you're allowed to do, but you can't go and discuss prices, as we'll see. Likewise, you go etzel patam. The patam, Rashi says, ha-mefatim ofos loshon mashmen. This is the person that force feeds or overfeeds the birds, and this way they're nice and plump. So you're allowed to go to the regular bird seller, and Omer lo, and tell to him, please, tell me tor echad or gozel echad. Give me a dove or a pigeon. The tor and the gozel are different types of kosher birds. And you can go to him also without discussing the actual price, because you're regular doing business with him, and he's not concerned that you're going to not pay him. Likewise, etzel nachtam, you go to the baker, harogel etzlo, to the regular baker that you go to, and omelo, and tell him, tenli kikar echa, give me a loaf of bread, or gluska achatzu, a nice piece of cake, and that's allowed as well. Etzel chendoni harogel etzlo, or to go to your regular storekeeper, the grocery store guy that you always go to, omelo, and tell him, tenli esrim beis, I need 20 eggs, or chamishim egozim, I need 50 walnuts. That's allowed as well, because this is the regular person that you deal with, and you're not discussing prices. Or you can ask him for a parsakin of peaches. So you can ask for 10 peaches. Or you can ask for chamisha rimonim. Or you can ask for 5 pomegranates. Or the esrog echod, or 1 esrog. I'm not sure why he has to go through this whole list, but mistama, it's giving us things that you're allowed to go and ask for. However, in all of these cases, obuvad shol yaskilo schum mida. Now, the way that Rashi understands schum mida is you can't ask for a kav or kabayim. You can't ask for a specific weight. You can't say I'd like a kav or a kabayin's worth. You can ask for a number. That's not a problem. You can ask for 1 or 2 of something. That's not a problem. But you can't ask for a weight. That's the way Rashi understands this. The Gemara continues. We'll see in a moment other interpretations other than the Rashi. The Gemara continues. Says Rashi Ben Elazar says Omer Obavash Lo Yaskilo Skum Mekach. He says the problem again. Understand like Rashi is you can't mention how much money it's worth. So you can't say a weight. According to the first interpretation, or Shimon Lazar says, you can't ask for $10 worth. So you can't discuss the weight or the price according to these two interpretations, the Tanakhama and Shimon Lazar. That's the way Rashi understands this. Now Tosos brings down the Rabbeinu Chananu on our daf, and Tosos says, in Dibra Matzuk, Shalo Yaskilu Skumida, he says, Pirish Rashi Kabu Kabayim, Uskumekach, Shalo Yamal Tainli Egozim, Bedinar, Echod Obishnaim, says, you're not allowed to ask for a certain weight or a certain monetary amount, certain dollar value. And he says, of course, the pshita the osir. He says, of course that should be osir. And furthermore, even if you didn't want to say that boat, amai karmar schummi, the language doesn't work here. Havalele meimar, ubuvach lo yaskir mida. You should have just said, as long as you don't mention the weight. What does it mean, schum mida, the total weight? You should have just said, mida, besulo, and nothing more. And therefore, l'chei nirali, therefore it appears to me, Rabbeinu Chananel, Tosfos says, I like the Rabbeinu Chananel's interpretation. The goris, schum minyan, when he understood schum minyan, it meant the koi ala'el. It goes back to what we had previously. V'achi perushin. This is what it means. Amris, the elech adam etzol chenvani harogil etzlo. You go to the regular storekeeper that you go to. V'yomolo, tainli hey egozim. I want 5 walnuts. Oh, you're the farsikin. Or I want 10 peaches. Ubilvad, that you're allowed to do. But you can't say, don't forget, I already owe you. Shalo yaskir skum minyan, shalo yomalo tenli yud egozim ukvar nosatili lavet. In addition to the 30 that you already gave me, give me another 10. That's what it means. You can't get on the skum minyan. You can't go and say, add it to my tab, which already had 10 on it, or 20 on it. That's what it means. And likewise, you can't do the same thing with the mekach. You can't say, oh, give me $5 and add that to my total bill of $20 already. So that's what it means according to Rabbeinu Chananel. And he says, this is V'chein Isa B'tosefta. However, he brings out from the Bahag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, V'kan Yesh Lahazir, Shelo Lahaskir Afilu Schum Minyan, L'fisha Domo L'mekach U'memka. Therefore, you shouldn't even say the total amount, because that looks too much like a financial transaction. With this, we conclude this beautiful third parak, Hadron Alecha in Sodin, Hadron Alecha in Sodin, Hadron Alecha in Sodin, and this concludes today's shir.